I'm trying to like play Would You Rather, basically.
Mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather fight a duck-sized horse or 100 horse-sized ducks? You know, one of those.
Well, you would definitely rather fight a duck-sized horse because you don't like ducks.
Any of those things.
Can you imagine a duck the size of a horse?
No. That's called a dinosaur.
Wait, how terrified you are of birds?
Hey, Amir.
Yo.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Again, in person.
It's the same episode.
No. It's, these are our...
Are we doing shorts versions of podcasts?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are, I'm trying to sprinkle some shorts in here.
Uh-huh.
So you can use them
later.
This
is like one of those like Stephen King books. There's a collection of short stories.
You're really screwing up the podcast here, but I'm trying to make a few like 6-minute episodes.
This is also going to make the cut because I'm like cutting out the
Hate Future Mirror. No, you need to...
Now they all know our secret.
You need to make them different episodes. These are meant to be like fillers when you like meet a
Is this our version of Robot or Not?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you had to say.
Hey, Amir.
Hey, John.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
If you had a time machine...
Again.
And you... You knew you could get back. I want to make sure I preface this. This isn't Back to the Future where you're stuck and you
in the same timeline.
Find your uranium, right?
Right.
You get to do the time machine thing, and you get to come right back to right now
in the same timeline.
Yeah, there's no butterfly
effect.
Okay, good. You don't.
I can do whatever I want. It won't change anything.
I'm not gonna do with whatever you want, but like, you're an observer. Like, you're not gonna contract malaria because you happen to go back to the 1800s.
Am I like a ghost observer, or
well, ghosts
like...
aren't real. You don't believe in them.
Correct.
Okay,
but neither is time travel yet. So, yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Uh huh. Ooh.
Ancient Roman.
Huh.
Birth of Christ.
Huh.
Early middle, like medieval. You know, think like London in the medieval times.
Like okay, like Monty Python.
Or future.
Future when?
I'll give you 50 years.
Okay, so dinosaurs, no, because my chances of survival are exactly
zero. No, you're
going
to survive. You're...
But there's nothing to do. What am I, you think I cut it as a caveman?
No, you don't have to live there. Well, you get to stay in the time machine.
And do
imagine
what?
It's like a bubble.
So like I go to an IMAX theater and watch a
like
dinosaur movie?
Like a Gungan bubble. And you get to walk around and you get to be with the majestic beasts and really see what happens.
I'm good. I've seen... Every Jurassic Park, I'm good. I know what they're like.
There's more than one?
Yeah, there's six.
Oh, God, that can't be good.
No.
Okay.
So not dinosaurs. Ancient Rome, depending on... I guess if I'm just an observer, ancient Rome could be very interesting. Because it was the start of Western civilization.
Sure.
That'd be very interesting. Birth of Christ, no. No. I mean, it's the birth, like the birth of anything.
But you could... Find out truth or
not. You're talking about conception of Christ then. That's different. That's 9 months earlier. So that's a different timeline.
This is not time travel porn.
I'm saying, I don't want to watch it. I'm just saying.
You could find out.
How would I find out?
You could spend 30 years there. You get to come back whenever you want.
I don't want to spend 30 years there.
It's free. You get to come back to the same age. This costs you
nothing. He was impoverished in the Middle East. I escaped the Middle East. I don't want to go back.
You kind of look like him right now.
Well,
the hair.
Hey,
sorry, white people. This is actually what Christ would look like.
It is. That's true. Medieval times.
It's a lot of smell.
I've seen a lot of Game of Thrones. I'm good on medieval times. No, I think ancient Rome. Future would be interesting. 50 years, not long enough.
Do you think it would bother you to know the future?
I think if I knew the future, it would either make me... I would want to go to the future when I'm on my deathbed. Because I think one of two things would happen from that. I would either be able to die knowing that the world will be in a good place mm-hmm. or in a better place. Or I'll be happy that I'm dying knowing the world is fucked.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't want to know that now because, like, if it is in a worse place, then what am I working for?
The hard part about future for me, well, one, obviously we're getting into, like, a moral question of
yeah.
predetermination if you're going to the future.
Sure.
But it's also, you know, let's go backwards. Let's say it was 1951
mm-hmm.
and someone said, yeah, I'm going to go 50 years in the future. They show up in New York. The World Trade Centers are missing. You'd spend 50 years never going there.
Correct.
Because you're so freaked out about when
does
this happen.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Interesting. But no dinosaurs.
No. No.
60 million years ago.
Yeah. No, I'm good with that.
Maybe because I think it's because I'm reading Jurassic Park again.
It could be, but, you know, I mean, I kind of view this question the way I view, like, trips and vacations. I am much more of the go somewhere and do something and explore than go to, like, a beach vacation. Because, like, and I like beaches. But I think my time, I want to absorb and observe and learn and see. And so, like, when I think of dinosaur era, there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. Like, you're just in the middle of a jungle, essentially, or wherever, and there's big creatures walking around you. And that's it. Like, that is it. Nothing has been built yet. There's nothing to experience other than just a forest and big animals. I'm good on that. I'm good on that. So that's why I think Roman era. Yeah.
Also, earlier you said this, so I just want to make sure to our listeners don't have to correct us. There were no cavemen in the dinosaur times. It's 65 million years in between men and dinosaurs. They didn't roam the earth at the same time, despite what 40% of Americans think.
Well, but all that only happened in a 3,000-year span, so.
Yeah.
Skinny fries.